Olá pessoal, tudo bem? Aqui quem fala é o Denilson de Lima e estamos de volta com mais um Inglês na Ponta da Língua podcast. Para quem não sabe, é possível fazer o download gratuito dos nossos podcasts em www.inglesnapontadalingua.com.br. Hoje eu quero falar com vocês sobre phrasal verbs, mas não precisam se preocupar, não vai dar para falar de tudo quanto é phrasal verb que existe na língua inglesa. O que eu quero mesmo é falar sobre um phrasal verb que todo mundo tem que ter na ponta da língua. É o phrasal verb find out, ok? So now, let's stop speaking Portuguese and let's speak English, ok? For those who don't know, find out is one of the most common phrasal verbs we have in the English language. It really doesn't matter if it's American English, British English, Canadian English, Australian English, and so on and so forth. It is definitely one of the most common phrasal verbs we have in the English language. The good news about the phrasal verb find out is that there isn't much secret to make use of it. All you have to learn is what it means and how to put it in a sentence. So, basically speaking, the meaning of find out is discover. That means that you can use find out or discover in a sentence with the same meaning. For example, you can say, "We have to find out what he's up to." A gente tem de descobrir o que ele está aprontando. But you can also say, "We have to discover what he's up to." Did you notice that you can use the phrasal verb find out and the one-word verb discover without changing the meaning of the sentence? However, keep in mind that the use of the phrasal verb find out is much more common than the use of the one-word verb discover. So remember that find out must be your number one option when speaking to someone. Now that you know the meaning of the phrasal verb, it's time to learn how to put it in a sentence. And again, there isn't much secret here. For example, you can say things like, "We will never find out the truth about that." A gente nunca vai descobrir a verdade sobre isso. Well, let me tell you here something that I think is really interesting. We use the word find out with the word truth. So we have a collocation here. The collocation is find out the truth about something. Don't forget that. So just write it on your notebook and just start creating sentences with it. Now let's go on with other examples with find out. Listen to this one. Find out everything you can about this guy. Descubra tudo que você puder sobre esse cara. Another example. How to find out? Como você descobriu? And another sentence I have here is, "I found out that they didn't tell the truth." Eu descobri que eles não disseram a verdade. I guess that you realize that in the last sentence, I said found out. And why is that? Because it's the past tense of find out. Another thing that you have to pay attention to is that you can use the phrasal verb find out with words like where, why, how, when. For example, you can say find out who, descobrir quem, find out how, descobrir como, find out why, descobrir por quê, find out when, descobrir quando, find out where, descobrir onde. Let's listen to a couple of examples with this. You have to find out when she's coming here. Você tem de descobrir quando ela virá aqui. We tried to find out what was going on. A gente tentou descobrir o que estava acontecendo. Let's find out how much all this is gonna cost. Vamos descobrir quanto isso tudo vai nos custar. So as you can see, there isn't really much a secret to use the phrasal verb find out. All you have to do is to start using this phrasal verb when you are talking to someone. Every time you feel like using the word discover, remember that you can use the phrasal verb find out. Okay, I guess it's now time for you to get a pen and a notebook and start writing your own examples with the phrasal verb find out. Oh, you can also keep practicing all this and much more on our Facebook fan page. Just go to facebook.com/denilsdelima or to our website. inglesnapontadalingua.com.br. I guess that's all for today, guys. Bye bye.